This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Defense tech startup Anduril Industries has introduced a new AI-powered electronic warfare system called Pulsar. The company claims that Pulsar can effectively counter rapidly evolving electronic threats and is already being used by some U.S. forces. The system is capable of jamming devices like drones, providing geolocation services, and facilitating communications. Sam El Akkad, Anduril's general manager of RFEW Systems, explains that Pulsar utilizes AI to identify new threats in the electromagnetic spectrum and respond with a tailored defense within hours or days. The system can then share this information with other Pulsar units, allowing for improved defense capabilities across the board. According to El Akkad, if any one Pulsar system identifies a new and unknown threat, that signal is recorded, analyzed, and transmitted to all other Pulsar units. This ensures that if one system encounters something new, all the others are trained to recognize and respond to it in the future. Anduril has already supplied air and land-based versions of Pulsar with a portable model currently in development. While Anduril has not disclosed production quantities or pricing, it has previously referenced working with the Special Operations Command. The development of Pulsar is a response to the increasing spread of electronic warfare tools, particularly following conflicts like Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the war in Gaza. Military officials have raised concerns about the need to counter these threats, especially in the context of major conflicts with peer adversaries like Russia or China. Anduril's Chief Strategy Officer Chris Broz has emphasized the need for the U.S. military to improve its capabilities in this high-threat environment. He believes that by fully disclosing the existence of Pulsar, Anduril can contribute to the ongoing conversations about countering electronic threats. Broz also highlights that Pulsar uses open architectures, allowing for the integration of improvements from other vendors. Instead of trying to lock down the system, Anduril aims to enable more people to work on and contribute to Pulsar. This approach, according to Broz, will lead to greater success in achieving the mission and making a meaningful impact. Anduril is a newer player in the defense industry, but it has already secured significant wins over more established defense primes. Last month, the company was awarded contracts by the Air Force alongside General Atomics to develop a drone wingman for the Collaborative Combat Aircraft Program. This achievement is notable given the competition from major defense rivals such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman. Overall, Anduril's introduction of the Pulsar AI-powered electronic warfare system aims to enhance the U.S. military's capabilities in countering the evolving electronic threats. By harnessing AI and open architectures, Pulsar offers improved defense capabilities and the potential for collaboration with other vendors. As electronic warfare tools become increasingly prevalent, solutions like Pulsar are essential for maintaining a strong defense posture in modern conflicts.